Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSign.com at the close. For all our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. Well, today, our focus is inflation. Well, as we come into the market close, we see the Dow and the bond markets as the two principal areas of weakness. The Dow primarily on the performance of Disney, which is down about 7% today, and bonds as they continued to digest yesterday's inflation reading. And speaking of inflation, that's our principal focus today. In our market comment, we'll discuss the full ramifications of yesterday's inflation report. But before we get to that, here's an interesting note on the differences between Banco de Mexico, the Central Bank of Mexico, and the Federal Reserve, the Central Bank of the United States. Interestingly, Mexico and the U.S. currently have exactly the same rate of inflation, 6.2%. And yet the Mexican Central Bank reaction and the Fed's could not be further apart. As you know, the Fed has held interest rates absolutely steady this year, refusing to budge in the face of exploding prices. They have taken the rather minimal step to reduce their monthly bond purchases by just $15 billion. But by any standard, that is the least they could do. Mexico, on the other hand, hiked their base interest rate another 25 basis points today, making four bank meetings in a row that they've raised interest rates. This brings the Mexican benchmark rate to 5%, about 20 times higher than the United States. Now, the U.S. and Mexico share a common border, but when it comes to monetary policy, it's becoming clear that they share little else. Stay tuned now for today's further discussion on inflation in the United States. Yesterday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released its latest reading on inflation. The top-line figure is startling enough. At a 6.2% increase in inflation, it was the worst report that the U.S. has seen in 31 years. But it's really not until you get a chance to dig into the underlying numbers that you see how really devastating this report is to the average consumer, and how the economic policies of the current administration have had a direct effect on our current plight. The first thing to notice about the current inflation rate is what a marked change it is from where we've been. For years now, this has been a low inflation economy with an average rate of inflation at or below 2% going back to at least 2012. In fact, we began this year with a 1.4 rate of inflation. The first 3 months of the year, January, February, and March, saw an inflation rate of just 1.9% on average. But by March, prices were definitely beginning to accelerate. In April, inflation was running at double what it was just 4 months before, in January, and now, here in October, prices are skyrocketing at nearly 4.5 times that January benchmark. And I need to emphasize this. Every single category of the Consumer Price Index is higher than it was last year. Inflation is everywhere as consumers spend their money. But it is clearly running hotter for the areas that are essential for our everyday life, food, and energy. Now, overall, food prices have risen over 5% this year, so every time you go to the grocery store, you can expect to pay more. Much more if you purchase the proteins of meat, fish, and eggs. Here, the prices are rising at double digits, 10% or more. Reflecting, I believe, not just the increased prices in processing and bringing these items to the stores, but also a growing sense that meat, fish, and eggs are becoming scarce. Price is always, after all, a function of supply. But as bad as food prices, and especially those proteins are, energy prices are even worse. And it is here that we see the direct impact of President Biden's energy policies. Overall, the cost of energy has risen 30% this year, and remember, most of that increase has been since April, so a span of just 7 months. Here, the rise has been led by fuel oils and gasoline, both up 50% or more. Fortunately for us, electricity so far has only had a slight rise in price, but I'm sure that will change as their increase in cost of production will be passed on to the consumer eventually. Now, for the average consumer, it really is starting to get painful. And it's not yet winter when we can expect much higher heating costs ahead. Much of this can be laid at the feet of a president who has canceled oil pipelines and canceled drilling leases. In case you don't feel that this is intentional, I call your attention to today's Daily Mail article on new Comptroller of the Currency nominee, Saul Amarova, who, in a recently discovered video, was heard to declare that we want coal, oil, and gas companies to go bankrupt, not a sentiment that envisions lower energy prices. Looking at our immediate future, I'm afraid that the inflation trend doesn't get any better. On Tuesday, the Producer Price Index was reported. These are prices at the wholesale level. In other words, the prices that we as consumers will probably see in a couple of months. Unfortunately, the producer prices are running more than 25% higher than what we currently see as consumers, implying that, if anything, inflation is only going to get worse. Apparently, the president's nostrum that it's going to be a long, dark winter is right on the money. And that's TheValueSide.com for Thursday, November 11. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.